Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese is back on an Eagle Cowboy Thursday where there are a lot of scared Eagles fans around here.
Who's scared?
Scared Eagle media. Scared Eagle Twitter. Yep. All Camus was doing. See, you think it's just some boneheaded. I think it's next level, right? Because what he does is. What's the reaction if he's starting, but a pretty much a nobody linebacker calls the Eagles chokers or says, they never won a Super Bowl? Buzz off, loser. Who? Right? Well, that's what everybody would be saying up here.
No, they wouldn't.
Buzz off, loser.
No, we still flip out over snowballs at Santa.
Right, but we would be disrespectful to them and be like, you suck, you're going to lose, blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, that's the exact reaction you want, is an overconfident reaction from the Cowboys. And that's why I think you're going to get this week.
The Cowboys haven't responded and said anything.
Yeah, but you beat the Saints like that, the next week, I'm telling you, they think they're going to come out and it's going to be that easy. Shiel Kapadia of The Athletic. I'm sure Shiel was anti-Camus comments. What's up, Shiel?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What up, Shiel?
Camus said that yesterday. How much do you think that even matters? What was the reaction with the Eagles following all that?
I love your theory that it's next level, John. I cannot say I am on board with that, to be quite honest. It seemed like a throwaway line. It seemed like a guy trying to have some fun. And in the 2018 landscape, you should know the cameras are on. That stuff is going to spread like wildfire. I mean, honestly, I don't think it's a big deal one way or another. This isn't, you know, a marquee player saying this. It wasn't, you know, the strongest words of a guy like Carson Wentz or Fletcher Cox or whoever else might have said something like that. So it's kind of just weird to me. I'm guessing a lot of players in the locker room are like, what are you doing, Camus? Like, why are you throwing that out there? In the end, I don't think it's really going to make much of a difference. It's fun to talk about, but that's about it.
What is the confidence level like with these players, Shiel? And they're always they're you can't pay attention to what they say. You have to pay attention to kind of all the other things, right? And I felt like earlier in the season, you could tell that they lack confidence. And what I've seen over the last six quarters in particular on the field with the offensive line, with the defensive line, and then with Carson Wentz, is it just seems like to me they're starting to get that swagger back a little bit. Do you agree?
I do think the confidence level is up, and it's just natural just because they've won back-to-back games. And even during some of those losses earlier in the season, you know, you walk into the locker room after that Titans loss or after that Panthers loss, and they're upset, they're angry, but they're sort of like, man, we were the better team. We should have won that game. We gave it away. We made mistakes at critical times. And listen, all that stuff matters. That's how games are determined, win or lose. But aside from that Saints game, they always felt like, you know what, we're not being blown out. We're kind of doing this to ourselves. So, yeah, I think it is a confident group. I mean, think of all the twists and turns of this season and how many times we've just thought this team cannot get out of its own way. And now all of a sudden, here we are going into week 14, and this is a game for first place. So I think they're kind of fortunate to be here, and they realize the opportunity in front of them.
And I think, honestly, Shiel, they may not admit it, but I think this is the first week that they felt like, or they feel like, they still have something to play for in this season. I'm not so sure they didn't think this season or they had closed the book on this season mentally about a month or so ago. You know, they were saying the right things, but they didn't necessarily come in focused the way they needed to play in some of these games. I think they look up right now and find out that they have a chance to be in first place after this week. They're sort of rejuvenated by this, and it's like, well, we're here. We may as well go ahead and win it while we're here.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, when they're sitting there at 4-6, you know, after that Saints game, it's like, you know, you're looking at the standings and saying this season feels like it's absolutely over. And really the only thing everybody kept coming back to was, well, you know, the NFC is not that great. And that ended up really saving them. And so then you put together a couple back-to-back wins, And now all of a sudden, you are in position here. I mean, if they win this game, you can probably, maybe, still afford to lose that Rams game if the Cowboys drop one of their final three games. And you can still win the division even with losing that Rams game. So, yeah, you know, I feel like they see it in front of them and they think, you know what? We thought the season might have been lost, but we've got a shot. We've got a lot of the same guys from last year. Let's go ahead and see what happens.
All right, Shio, let's talk about the guy everybody loves talking about after every game, win or lose, and that's Carson and what you saw from him last week and sort of how you see him going forward. What I saw from him last week, I was certainly encouraged by. Just give me your thoughts on that and then moving forward as to whether or not we can expect him to do some of the things he did in that Redskins game with his legs moving forward.
Yeah, I think that was, number one, the absolute biggest takeaway from that game, where the improvisational plays that Carson Wentz made specifically in the first half. I mean, those plays outside of the structure of the offense that have nothing to do with the play call, where he's buying time with his legs, he's pointing to Golden Tate down the left sideline, the touchdown throw to Golden Tate. You know, that's just an element of the offense that has been missing for most of the year, and understandably so. The guy's coming back from a knee injury, and everyone's worried about him, you know, being cautious and not running and doing all those different things, but he was able to make those plays, and I think that's so key. I think that makes the offense just so much better. Now, this Cowboys defense has so much team speed that it's probably going to be a little bit more difficult with those linebackers and those cornerbacks out there, but yeah, if you can get one of those early in the game, maybe call a bootleg, maybe run some play action, have him run around a little bit, see what happens. I just think it puts so much more pressure on the defense.
Yeah, and we're talking to Shio Kapati. You can follow him on Twitter, at Shio Kapati, of course, of The Athletic. And I know you put a video out, the Jason Kelce block, where he takes on a linebacker with his left hand, and then as he gets down, escorting Darren Sproles into the end zone, he throws another player with his right hand. The offensive line has been playing great, Shio. It really has. And if you're asking me why I have confidence as a fan right now, it's because the offensive line has that look that I saw last year coming down the stretch and into the playoffs. What do you think?
There's no doubt about it. The last 2 weeks is the first time all year you could say, hey, this five-man unit looks like the unit that really paved the way to a Super Bowl title last year. Jason Kelce, I mean, you know, the guy's playing banged up, but what a block that was. That might be top five of his career. Lane Johnson, he's looked so much better, in my opinion, the last 2 weeks. I mean, I don't even remember hearing Ryan Kerrigan's name last week, and that's going to be a huge matchup, him against DeMarcus Lawrence, who is a legit pass rusher who lines up over on that side as 8.5 sacks. So that's going to be fun. But, yeah, no, I think that's one of the bigger signs of encouragement right now, is you say, you know what, if those guys can keep Carson Wentz clean, he wasn't sacked for the first time all year last week, and if they can get the run game going a little bit, it gives you some optimism for this offense down the stretch.
Shio, how the hell do we slow down Ezekiel Elliott? I mean, Ezekiel Elliott may have had his best game as a Cowboy that first game against the Eagles. It certainly has to be one of his top five games as a Cowboy that first game against the Eagles. How do we slow him down? We got two linebackers out there playing with one arm, and we got some banged up players in the secondary. How do we slow him down this week?
Yeah, I don't see a very easy solution right there. You mentioned it, and they're going to give Ezekiel Elliott the ball nonstop in this football game. I do think you'll probably see a lot of single high looks, which probably put some pressure on your secondary. But the Eagles do that anyway, so they'll have enough men in the box. But it's a matter of not getting pushed out of your gaps and not missing tackles, like we saw on that Adrian Peterson run last week. And I don't think this defense is going to shut down that Cowboys offense. I'm not expecting that. I really think it's going to come down to can you slow them down in the red zone. I think they're going to string together drives. They've been a lot more efficient since Amari Cooper got there. But if you can hold them in the red zone, then you kind of have a chance to keep it close and see if your offense can kind of score enough points to win that game.
Shio, instead of asking you specifically about players and injuries, I'll just ask you, who do you expect to play this week of guys that have been practicing at all? Peters, is he playing?
I think Doug Peterson said he should be fine. We'll get the practice report here later today, but it seems like they were expecting him to play.
But none of the Jalen, is Jalen Mills further away now than it seems like he was before? You don't expect him back, right?
No. Doug Peterson just keeps saying he's sort of further away. So you got to take that week by week. But I wouldn't expect him to play. I wouldn't expect Avante Maddox, I thought, had a chance, but I know he didn't practice yesterday, so that's one to keep an eye on here later in the week. But my expectation is that the secondary will probably be Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas, and Cravon LeBlanc once again.
Jernigan, I know Doug said it seemed like he was fine, but he's still not practicing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't count on him. We'll see. We'll see how he is later on the week, but there's nothing definitive with him just yet.
All right. There he is. Shield, what do you think on Sunday, my friend?
I've been on the fence with this one. You know, at the end of the day, I look at it and I say Eagles got the better coach. They got the better quarterback. They've got an offensive line that's playing well. And so I'm going to go ahead and predict the upset. I don't feel 100% confident in it, but I think they keep it close. And in the end, maybe some of those things matter. And they end up winning 24-23, and the city's ready to make Super Bowl plans going into that Rams game.
That's what I'm talking about, Shield.
I see one casino that is now down to three.
Uh-oh.
So it's went from 4 to 3.5 to now it's starting to trickle down to 3.
I said it'd get to 2.5 by 4:25 Sunday.
It might. We will see. Shield, thanks, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
There he is. Yep. Yeah, you're not going to get a lot of people that are picking the Cowboys that are in the local media this week.
No.
No, you're not. No, this will be one of these. You know, the Daily News picks them.
I heard ESP pick them.
Yeah.
He picked the Cowboys this morning.
Did he?
On Angelo's show.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to him tomorrow. I'll talk to the Takesman tomorrow.
The Takesman.
He's a Takesman.
He is.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. But you know what, Ike? Looking at activity on Twitter, it doesn't seem like a lot of people think that the Eagles are going to win this week. Not a lot of confidence, man. Not a lot of confidence at all.
A lot of people got them shook.
I don't know what the deal is. 55%, they're not confident like Camus that the Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys. 1,500 votes. That's disappointing, man. 888-729-9494. That is disappointing. We'll get back into it on the other side. Are you kidding me? Thursday of Cowboys week? I got to hear people ripping Camus just trying to give his team a lift, get him going.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.